that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I am PK.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hey guys, it's Frank at SeaMonkey67 on Twitter. I just wanted to call to say it was great seeing you guys at Comic-Con this year. I did not get to make it back over the weekend, which is kind of a bummer, but, you know, did a lot of other stuff with my family. Anyway, you know, good seeing you guys. One of the things I was thinking was it would be great to go to, like, an event where they just have the artists, and I thought I heard about something like that. You guys know of anything coming up soon? I mean, I'd love to just go meet some new artists and, you know, maybe as a couple of things that you can buy, but you know, just most like an artist thing. I would love to do that because I really love Artist Alley this year. Great meeting all those new great artists there. And anyway, hope you guys had a good time. Don't even know if you're on the air this week. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. How are you? I'm rested.
2 weeks rested.
I'm recovered.
Well, not really 2 weeks.
You don't count the first week because
like
we were there.
A half.
We did stuff there.
And really the rest starts Sunday around 5:30 p.m. So it's like a week and a half.
For some people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, theoretically, we're cleaned
theoretically.
Up mostly in the car by Sunday.
Like I'm thinking about now, Benny Klein is probably finishing all his con work.
Perhaps.
That's what I'm thinking.
Perhaps.
Just to put it in perspective.
He's a busy man with a big
He is a busy man.
Booths.
And I want to say a hi-ho to Benny. It was
sure.
great seeing him at the show. We were so glad to be able to get over to his booth, check it out, and so on and so forth.
Not only that, we got him on the show.
Yeah.
Finally, after
many years.
And he did our Saturday segment or
yes.
our Friday segment?
I think it was Friday, actually.
Yeah, so.
And just as a quick plug, Tenacious Toys.
That's right.
Home of the Blue Dog logo.
Indeed, a Rooney.
Yes. So, so
Con was good.
It was.
Lots of fans.
But before we go on, sir.
Oh, what?
This is episode 390.
Oh, it is.
Of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
That's right. The countdown begins.
To Why didn't we use that as the title? The countdown to 400. 10 more weeks.
What are you guys going to do for episode 400? The same thing we do every episode,
yep.
Pinky.
Try to get through it.
Hope that nothing crashes.
Yes. 400, we're not going to make that big a deal about. Like, isn't there like some rumor we might do a live show?
I think we're going to be doing a live show for 400
okay.
at Eastside Mags in Montclair.
Mm-hmm.
That is at least
the rumor. Uh-huh.
It's the 10-year that maybe we'll do something big for.
I think we should. I really think we should.
But we can't invite Cornboy.
Yes, I'm aware.
Because, you know.
I'm aware of the lawsuit.
Right.
And I'm aware of the fact that. We cannot even be having this discussion.
Well,
sir.
You know, I'm not mentioning anything other than that.
This discussion right now, we can't even be having this.
All right.
Discussion.
Fine.
Okay.
Not having this
so,
discussion.
So, yeah. So, yeah. So 10 more to 400.
But that's not the name of the episode.
No, the name of the episode is Star Wars Kills the Internet.
That's right.
Because.
We'll get to it.
Oh, yeah.
Because we'll get to it.
Because wait there.
You got to wait for segment two for the Star Wars talk.
That's it. Just sit there and wait.
And I'm just going to toss this out there now. I could save it, but fuck it. We got one voicemail, which we will play later, but multiple inquiries via email, Twitter, and other social media platforms
oh, yeah?
that were like, are you guys going to talk about the new trailer? And after a while, I just responded, In what universe did you think that we would not talk about the new trailer? You know the show by now, right? Presumably some of you have been listening for a day or two.
Okay. Let's just take a moment and breathe.
I don't want to breathe.
Because who the fuck thinks that a new Star Wars trailer comes out and we're not going to fucking talk about it?
I'm just telling you that people made inquiries.
What kind of moron would wonder that?
The best is my mother.
Really?
Yeah. So
Matthew, so hold on. Are you going to talk about the Star Wars trailer?
No, not quite. First of all, Sea Monkey, we're not ignoring your voice.
Yes.
We'll get to it in 1 second.
Yes, Sea Monkey.
No, my mother calls me the next morning.
Yeah.
So it was at a Tuesday morning.
Uh-huh.
She goes, I don't know if you knew. But there's a new Star Wars trailer.
Uh-huh.
And I said to her the same thing I said to our listeners. On what planet do we exist where I don't know?
You really don't
that
do
that happened.
You really don't do a good impression of her.
I don't want to do the impression.
I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying.
I nail the impression
of
her.
You
it's like hearing me and hearing your mom, it's like the same thing.
Let's go back to segment one, though.
Okay.
Let's save Star Wars.
Let's do it.
Because we have some stuff for segment
one. You keep leaking us in
there.
I know.
I'm sorry. So, Sea Monkey, Frank visited us at...
give away his real name.
Oh, Frank is more
He goes
than
by his secret identity of Sea Monkey.
Sea Monkey 67 came to visit us at New York Comic Con, like he does almost every New York Comic Con.
Okay.
He loves Sea Monkey.
Yeah.
And he asked specifically about, are there other cons that really are kind of just like... Artist Alley. He had a really good time in Artist Alley. He had a great time meeting new artists and talking to artists that he's known in the past. And the answer to that question is yes, actually. There's one very specific one that is exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And then there's a handful of other ones that I think will
the very specific one is literally New York Comic Con cut off at Artist Alley.
It's called New York Comic Con Special Edition.
Right.
It happens in June, I believe.
It's just the entire shed.
And it's just Artist Alley.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like literally where Artist Alley is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all
it is. And you get some artists that aren't at New York Comic Con for that convention as well, because I think, you know, the booth space is a little
right.
bit more.
And plus, not everybody's flying out for Special Edition.
Well, you're right. So I think what happens actually for Special Edition is you lose some of the bigger names,
mm-hmm.
But you pick up a lot more independents, which is nice. I mean, that's kind of what it's for.
Right.
So that, I think, will absolutely fit your needs, Frank. So check that out.
Yeah.
But also, there's smaller cons, too. Like, for example, Garden State. Actually, New Jersey Comic Expo is the one that's coming up in November.
Right.
We going to that? We are, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know if we're allowed to announce it yet, but fuck it. I'm going to do it anyway. We have Geek Flea the day before.
Oh, yeah,
and
we
then
do.
So on November 21st, we have Geek Flea. Mm. And November 22nd, I think we're going to try to go to New Jersey
Comic
Expo. That's
the week before Thanksgiving. Yeah?
It's the week leading into Thanksgiving, which for the Geek Flea people is important.
Yeah.
That's the big Geek Flea because that's when everybody does their holiday shopping. So,
and we do a lot of dumping.
Yeah, we do.
Of old stuff.
Of old stuff.
And eating of empanadas.
Indeed.
So,
indeed.
Yeah.
So,
that's a good one.
So check out cons like New Jersey Comic Expo in November. Because
any of those little shows
that's
like that.
Got a pretty good list of artists. I actually checked out the list today, and I think you'll be happy to see some of the names that are on there. You'll recognize some of the names from New York, and you'll recognize some from the industry in general.
Sure.
But it's definitely a good con to check out. So check out smaller cons. Check out Special Edition.
Mm.
And that's it, I guess.
Yeah.
Any other thing from New York Comic Con? I think we kind of recapped it enough
during
the con.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I had a really good time. I got to walk around a couple of times,
of course,
which was really great. And I purchased some art, which we talked about on that Moonlight program that you do.
Right.
And so that was fine.
Sure.
And but no, I didn't like buy. Other than some art, I don't think I bought anything.
Did I buy any toys? No. I bought no toys. No, I bought no. Oh no, that's not true. I bought Dickie Page's exclusive.
Oh right,
because you gotta.
Yeah.
Oh,
I bought one. I bought the Hobbit Hole door.
Right.
The current one from Weta. I think that was it.
And I bought a Funko Mystery Mini Blind Box Atom Bomb Garbage Pail Kids figure.
Oh, yeah,
those
that's
the
right.
only two figures I bought. I
did
think,
you buy him time. Loose?
I did buy him. I
you just wanted the Atom Bomb one,
that's
right?
the only one I
yeah,
wanted,
yeah.
really. And I had been hesitating because I didn't want to get into the blind box game.
Uh-huh.
And I walked over to the Suburban Vinyl booth.
Oh.
And Lovely Waldwick, New Jersey. And they had – that was their display piece.
And you were like –
I was like, Mayor.
Yeah.
Let me get that atom bomb.
Let me get that atom bomb.
That's pretty much how that
worked. Let me get $5.
Exactly. And then, and a deal was made and everybody walked away happy.
Everyone was happy.
So,
do you have some news or are we just going to go on about this con?
No, no. Let's talk about some news.
I've forgotten more about the con than I remember.
Well, yeah. And I think we – I really do. I think we hit it during our recaps. We recap stuff for 4 days.
Yeah.
During the con itself. True, so I think we kind of hit on everything. We are going to have a giveaway starting next week.
I didn't hit on everything.
Well, most stuff. We're going to have a giveaway starting next week.
Oh?
With our booth mates, Uber Zombie.
Oh, yeah, Uber Zombie.
We've got some hats and apparel to give away.
Nice.
But I'm going to save that for next week's show. So stay tuned for that. And if you checked out some of our pics on Instagram during the con itself, you'll know what they're about. And check them out on Instagram. They put out some cool stuff, and they were great guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, we couldn't have asked for
nicer neighbors,
mates, and our neighbors from last year as well. Filthy Casual were also great neighbors again this year. So so
quiet, kind of keep to themselves.
Yeah, but you know what? Quiet and keep to themselves.
Perfect
is better than toss balloons into the booth and cause a war.
There was no war.
Well.
There was no war.
All right. There was a scuffle.
The balloons came into our booth.
That's right.
When they
landed. I'm not saying you were wrong.
I want to say what had happened. The balloons were coming from a booth. Uh-huh. I'm not going to say what booth.
Okay.
The balloons were coming from a booth. These people decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to blow up balloons that have like,
smiley face on.
Yeah, something
The balloons are known to the artist whose booth it was.
Correct. So they were blowing up these balloons and just periodically just throwing them into the aisle.
Right.
So as we are sort of catty corner from them on the wall, balloons would inevitably end up coming into our booth.
Looked like a ball pit at one point.
Yeah. We had like six of them in there at one point.
And so they were big balloons and not little tiny balloons.
Not little ones. Big fucking balloons. And I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to push all these. I'm going to get all these balloons out. Any balloons that come in this booth from now on, I'm killing them. Like, I'm not popping them because that's disturbing. So what I did was I pulled them off at the neck.
Right.
And then let them go.
Sure.
And let them
all over the place.
Right. So at one point, the proprietor, or as I call him, the pimp, comes over and and literally takes cards off of our table and starts tearing them up.
Yes.
Like our... like postcards.
Right.
And starts, he tears up like three of them. And I have to get right up to him and I go, hey, what the fuck are you doing? And he goes, you're popping my balloons. I'm like, they're in my fucking booth.
You're throwing them out into the wild. What happens to them happens to them.
I pay for these cards. We pay for those balloons. Yes. But the cards are on my table where they're supposed to be. Your balloons are just drifting over here.
And before anybody asks whose booth it was, I'm not going to say because I think that had the person whose booth it was been involved, it probably would have been a different story.
And probably wouldn't have happened.
Exactly.
Because this guy was just about.
Right. So I'm not going to blame the person whose booth it was, just the monkey that was working there.
Correct. The monkey that was working that booth, that's whose fault it was. So he's like, don't pop my balloons. I'm like, don't let them land in my booth. And that was kind of the end of it. But meanwhile, our neighbors are like, wow, that guy was a complete asshole. You showed real restraint not killing that guy. And I was like, right? Total restraint.
Exactly. Let's move on. Balloons. Popping. Con. Moving on.
Uh-huh.
ABC orders a new show called Damage Control. Based on, I don't believe it had a book with Marvel, but it was something that existed in Marvel. Did Damage Control have its own? Was it Damage Inc.?
Damage Inc., yeah.
And it had a book?
It did.
I didn't think that it had a book. I thought it was just kind of something that, unlike other Marvel characters, Damage Control has never had an ongoing series. Instead, it appeared in a number of miniseries dating back to 89.
Yeah.
So miniseries. Yeah. This really was ABC looking at DC. And going, what? Fuck you. Because DC, if you remember, a couple months ago announced that show, what was it called? Powerless, which we actually talked about on the show.
Right.
And we were like, wow, this sounds exactly like Damage Control, that Marvel property. And so Marvel was like, oh, we're going to just put out our property, which we already have licensed. Well, yeah, why not?
Oh,
ABC?
Yeah.
ABC is where S.H.I.E.L.D. is. And
sorry, I'm thinking ABC Family or one of those.
No.
Just straight up ABC.
So it's. It's a rotating group of characters who work for a corporation and that is involved with cleaning up after the destruction caused by superhero battles. That's the premise of the book. It's going to be a comedy.
It was a funny premise when it was a comic 1,000 years ago.
I suspect as long as it doesn't take itself too seriously, it'll just be a funny kind of show and with some loose tie-ins to the to the Marvel universe. Mm-hmm. And God knows they leave enough destruction in their wake.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be it.
Cool.
So that'll make the third ABC show.
Yeah.
Because we have S.H.I.E.L.D., we have that other spinoff with Mockingbird and what's his name? And I don't know if it actually has a title yet. Does it have a title? And then we'll have this one. So.
Mockingbird.
I don't think it's going to be called Mockingbird.
Mockingbird.
We got a Daredevil season 2 trailer, by the by. We got a very quick glimpse.
They show Barenthal?
Very quickly.
Okay.
And it's him walking by with a gun. Like, you don't barely see his face. You don't see his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You see Elektra putting on her head wrap, I think, in one shot as well. There are some other allusions to the Punisher in the trailer.
Right.
It was a very, very quick tease. So
cool. I've checked that out.
But it was cool. And this Friday, we're getting the first full Jessica Jones trailer.
Oh, yeah?
Is this coming Friday.
Isn't that November, though?
It is November. It's a month away. It's a couple weeks away.
Wow.
So
now a trailer?
And Luke Cage is filming.
Oh, yeah?
So Luke Cage has been filming now for, I think, about a month or just under a month. So they are moving
Marvel
rapidly.
Marvel is moving along.
Paul Reubens.
Pee-wee Herman?
Pee-wee Herman.
Uh-huh.
Now, part of this is angering.
Uh-oh.
But part of it is kind of cool. So it must be related to Gotham.
Wait.
Sorry.
Okay, go.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Paul Reubens is going to be playing
the Penguin's father
on Gotham. So the reason that it's angering is because it's Gotham, and that's a shit show. But the reason it's cool is because Penguin is probably the best character on the show.
And
Paul Reubens kind of looks like the guy who plays Penguin.
And
I don't know. What else?
Didn't Paul Reubens play the Penguin's father in the second Batman movie?
No. Did he?
Did he?
When he was a baby?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
They threw him off the bridge?
Was that Paul Reubens?
I think it was. I would have to look it up. Do you want to put the show on hold for a second? No, I'll look it up.
You look it up.
All right.
Because I'll just move on to the next story. I want to get to Star Wars. Let's be honest. So I don't want to stop. I just want to keep moving. Why the Last Man looks like it may finally have found a home at FX. This is a good thing, and I'll tell you why it's a good thing. Because it does not it should not be a movie. Why the Last Man is the kind of story like Preacher that cannot be crammed into a movie or even I would even argue a series of movies.
No, I totally agree with that, but FX?
Why not? What's wrong with FX?
I don't know.
Look, all of those pseudo cable companies now are trying their hardest to put out these quality shows. And FX was maybe looking to get into the genre, looked at the property and said, we can do this here. It's, you know, Why the Last Man is certainly more adult oriented. It's not capes and spandex, but it's not so grossly over the top where it would have to go to someplace like HBO. Was it Paul Reubens?
1992, the movie Batman Returns, the Penguin's father.
There you go. So there you go.
I know some stuff.
Reprising his role as the Penguin's father.
I know some stuff. Sir,
would you like a statue or
what? Because shit don't stack that high.
Would you like some cotton candy, perhaps?
I don't know that one.
It's a tie back to something earlier in the show.
I see.
Anyway, involving balloons. But anyway.
Oh, I get it.
So anyway, so yeah, going to FX.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I'm just happy it's getting made.
Me too.
I like Matthew K. Vaughn's stuff. I'm waiting for someone to pick up Saga. Because that would be nutty. But that needs to be on HBO or Showtime. Yeah. That would not work.
Really nutty. I mean, I'm almost thinking that's almost too much.
I don't know.
For TV.
You think so?
Why the Last Man will be great. And that's a great book.
It is a great book.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people will be happy because it gives the opportunity for a large female ensemble cast.
Yes.
So all of those people who like to complain about that, you know, not being represented equally, they will get their shot with this. Because really, Why the Last Man has
one dude.
One man.
And one monkey.
And who is also a male. Ampersand.
And all the rest are women.
Everybody else is a woman. So there you go. It looks like the X-Men franchise and Fox are getting two TV series in the near future.
Oh,
I think the first one is in 2017.
No.
It's Hellfire and Legion. are the two series. Legion is going to be based on the character of the same name. And Hellfire, we assume, is going to be based on the Hellfire Club.
No!
You're not okay with this?
No!
Why are you not okay with it?
Did you hear the rumor, by the way, before I say that? Did you hear the rumor? Are you prepared to discuss the rumor that FF, that Fantastic Four, is reverting back to...
Yep. Fox has come out and said it absolutely in no way, shape, or form is true.
Oh.
It comes from a source that is completely unreliable, Latino which I could have told you.
Latino
it,
Review.
It wasn't Latino Review. But remember I shared that article with you and PK?
Yeah.
The subject line of my email was not buying it.
Yeah, okay.
Because it was, according to our resource, whom we cannot name or verify.
Right.
So in other words, you...
Legion,
yes,
is an interesting topic for a TV show, certainly, because he's insane.
Yes.
And Hellfire, to what end?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
well, I mean, look, there are some interesting characters.
Yeah,
in
that's
Hellfire
awesome.
Club.
Nobody cares.
It's an ensemble show.
Well, we know that they will have zero support from Marvel Comics, so good.
Well, but the deal was I think they actually struck some sort of deal.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that I had read that in order to do these, they had to strike a deal with Marvel. Hold on one sec. Plans are developed today by Marvel. FX Networks has ordered a pilot title for Legion, so Legion's going to FX. Oh. While Fox is in development on the action-adventure series tentatively titled Hellfire. I think Marvel is somehow Hellfire. Involved with this. Fox had to get Marvel involved in order to do this.
I don't believe it.
So...
Those are all X-Men characters.
Yeah, but maybe they're outside of the scope of the license. All right,
fine.
All right.
Like Quicksilver ended up in two different movies.
All right, I have one more thing.
In the same year?
One more thing, and then we can move on to our first break. Oh, okay. We have a new game stuff tonight, too, so that'll play during the break.
Regular old game stuff?
Regular old game stuff.
Okay.
HBO is considering a Watchmen series with Zack Snyder. There is no word whether or not it is a retelling of the film extended out into a series, or if it is some of those prequel books that came out that led
before
into
Before Watchmen?
Before Watchmen and all that stuff. So, I don't know.
I can't turn my head any further in skepticism.
Yeah. I mean... I don't know. Watchmen is, again, one of those... even when the books came out, I was like, do we really need... prequel Watchmen books.
They were good.
I know they were good, but I just felt like I know some of them were good. Were they good?
I liked all of them.
I thought I had read...
I don't think I read
I think I only looked at... I read Night Owl and...
You read the Minutemen one?
I read the Minutemen one. The Minutemen one was good.
That was Darwin, wasn't it?
I believe that was Darwin Cook, and so, it was good.
That was good. So, the point I'm concerned about is, I mean, great, if you want to redo... the movie as a miniseries,
right,
and do it correctly,
right.
I don't have a problem with that, but I can't believe that's the direction that they would go in.
And isn't Zack Snyder a little bit busy?
Producer, he's not going to direct it.
Yeah, I guess, but I would still think his time is mostly consumed with the other Warner Brothers universe.
Producer.
All right.
Because producer.
Okay. There's
no way he would do it.
Fair enough. Well, with that then, we're going to take our first break.
Alrighty, OG.
And we will be right back.
Yes.
With episode 390 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And we are calling this one Star Wars Blows Up the Internet.
No, sir.
Destroys the Internet. Implodes the Internet.
No, sir.
Treats it like Alderaan.
No, sir.
What was it?
Seriously?
I don't remember.
Was it 10 minutes ago?
24 minutes ago.
Star Wars kills the Internet.
That works too.
Build the Millennium Falcon. A one-to-one replica of the original Empire Strikes Back movie prop. Working lights and stunning interior detail. Complete with a moving ramp. Build the Millennium Falcon step by step with your comprehensive build guides, die-cast metal, and highly detailed resin parts. Call now or go online to buildmillenniumfalcon.com and get started today.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Just released for the Nintendo Wii U is Yoshi's Woolly World. It's like the Super Nintendo game Yoshi's Island with the Kirby's Epic Yarn aesthetic, which looks beautiful. And while it's geared at a younger audience, it's not a complete cakewalk like Epic Yarn was. it's worth looking at if you're not already playing Super Mario Maker, which is one of the best titles for the Nintendo Wii U and one of the sole reasons to own the console. Both Yoshi's Woolly World and Super Mario Maker are out now, each for $60, on the Nintendo Wii U. Which should have been released on a Tuesday, but now is trendy to release on a Friday, is Assassin's Creed Syndicate for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. Ubisoft has been unbelievably low-key about the game, which has been a reaction to last year's overblown catastrophe, Assassin's Creed Unity. But while Assassin's Creed Syndicate looks like it runs better, I find myself soullessly numb to this annual franchise. So hopefully once I play it, it'll turn me around. But for right now, it just feels like another game, because it's another year, because profit. Assassin's Creed Syndicate is out Friday, October 23rd, for $60 on the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. And finally, Halo 5 comes out next week, October 27th, for the Xbox One. So far, it looks very impressive and runs at a solid 60 frames per second. I didn't know the Xbox One could do that. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 390, and we're calling this one Star Wars Kills the Internet.
Bravo, sir.
Huzzah.
Bravo.
That time only like a minute and a half.
And now I guess we have to talk about Star Wars.
Well, we should.
I'm done. I quit. I'm done. I'm out. The whole thing. I'm kidding. Yeah, no, especially not after that trailer.
Yeah, wait, what?
That trailer is all but confirming, in many ways, the hypothesis I put forward on this show several weeks ago.
Yes, I remember.
So, having gone over it like the Zapruder film.
Right. There's a lot of things in that trailer that people have scrubbed.
Yes, and there's also a lot of things. There are a lot of J.J. Abrams things in there. Like when Han says the Jedi, and there's just an incredibly long pan-following shot on Finn that just seems to go on for 6 or 8 minutes.
Finn Windu? What do you think?
It can't be. He can't be. He can't be the grandson of a Jedi.
Why not?
Because the Jedi has no kids.
No. Do they have no kids?
No. No love, remember? Anakin?
Maybe he had a little son on the side.
Aren't the Jedi forbidden
Sam
to
Jackson
be in
is
love?
Smooth.
Aren't the Jedi forbidden to be
well,
in
if
love?
Well, if it's not Windu, I don't think it's Calrissian.
Who's
sure.
the other black guy in
well,
Star
because
Wars?
Well, because that's where everybody's been saying that it must be the one of the two. I don't think it's Calrissian.
Well, that leads
that's for sure.
Well, that leads
he's completely new and unique.
No,
in
I got
opinion.
It. No, he isn't. And that's the problem. So here's the problem. JJ has been very pointed about not saying, and about not only not saying his name. Finn, by the way, is
not
his given name.
That's his designation.
Correct. That's first. Second of all, well, it's part of his designation.
Yeah.
Second of all, JJ has said in multiple interviews now, we are not saying what his name is on purpose. Why? Because he must have a name of some import.
Right. He must have a name that we recognize.
Correct. So, I don't see how that works.
I don't know.
If it's not Calrissian and it's not Mace Windu,
it's Finn Fett.
I don't believe he's a Fett either. Hutt.
The Hutt. Finn the Hutt. So, I don't know. Finn Fortuna.
I'll tell you what I do think after this trailer.
Sure.
It's plainly obvious that he is Force-sensitive.
Absolutely.
It's plainly obvious that Rey is Force-sensitive if we didn't think that
Absolutely.
Already.
Absolutely.
It's also not plainly obvious, but I may be making a bit of a reach here.
Yeah.
Is Poe Dameron Force-sensitive? Is that why he's a great pilot?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because I'm now thinking maybe that's the case. He's captured by Kylo Ren and tortured.
Right.
Because we saw that. Why him?
I don't know. Right place at the right time?
Yeah, but
I don't know.
That's far too coincidental.
I kind of feel like if they throw too many Force-sensitive characters at us at once.
So three, not too many. B, and we know where this is leading.
No, four, potentially.
Who? Kylo?
Kylo.
Oh, he's a wannabe Sith. He's just insane. That's what it's going to turn out
I know
to be.
That. But the point is, I don't know.
Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
Three pupils.
Right. I I think, I don't know. I'm not feeling Poe as being Force sensitive.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
I'm just not personally.
I'm putting it out there in case it happens, then I can say I was right.
We can address, can we address the Kylo Ren Luke Skywalker thing now?
Yeah.
He's not fucking Luke Skywalker.
I mean, who the hell is saying this?
A lot of people are saying that it's an intentional red herring.
No.
By JJ.
No.
Except that we see
him
we
with the helmet off, and it's clearly Adam Driver.
Yeah, Adam Driver is tall, lanky, with dark hair. We also see the dark hair, right, the dark curls going up against Finn.
Yeah.
With the saber.
Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker also, remarkably, with the exception of a half a second, not in the trailer, much like he was not in the on the poster.
Correct.
Oh, that's the other thing. That
you know
people
why?
Are saying.
Because he's the worst-kept surprise in film
right.
history.
So other people are saying that rumor, by the way, they're saying because his name is featured second on the poster. And so he's really in the poster. We just don't know that he's in the poster. And it must be Kylo Ren because it's the only mask. No, his name is on the fucking poster because he's in the
movie. He's in the fucking movie.
And he's the big draw.
Who's he after? Harrison Ford?
I guess.
Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher.
I would think those got to be the top three. And then everything falls into line after that.
Right.
So, yeah. There's a lot of talk about Rey crying.
Uh-huh. And what's in the foreground?
And what's in the foreground?
We know.
A lot
you
of
and
talk,
I know.
A lot of talk about that.
A lot of talk about why that occurred, which is a great reason for that to occur.
I don't want to talk about that yet, though.
No, that's fine.
We should save that.
Yeah, totally.
Like, for like a month or two. You feel me?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the other big things out of the trailer that we picked up? The scene with all of the banners. Everybody went nuts.
I know. Because
the scene
was
with all
maybe
the
possibly
Oh, Boba Fett's banner was in there.
Yeah?
Absolutely, 100%. You could see it clear as day.
It's not Boba Fett's banner, by the way. It's a Mandalorian.
Is it all Mandalorians?
It's all Mandalorian.
I thought that was his insignia.
I don't think so. I think that's a Mando thing.
I didn't think that was a Mando thing. I could be wrong. But there's a lot of banners, though. Mm-hmm. Someone said they saw the Jedi Temple banner in there. They saw one of the pod racers from Episode 1's banner in there.
Well, it doesn't matter, because if that building turns out to be what I think it is, it gets blowed up anyway.
Whose building is it? Is it Max von Sydow's
no.
or is it the Pirates?
No, it's Lupita Nyong'o.
The Pirate. She's
yeah.
playing
she
the pirate.
Pirate?
Yeah, she's the Pirate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the Pirate
Her,
with
then.
All of the scavengers.
Her, then.
Which is why I'm guessing we see Finn going there, either to get something or maybe sell something or drop
know.
Something off or, you know, you go to an expert.
It's her
find...
voiceover in the thing, by the way, talking about the Force.
Who's Lupita?
Lupita.
Is it really?
It is. That's why I don't think she's who you think she is.
I'm pretty positive they said that she was the pirate.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. It's her voice doing the thing?
Yeah.
Doing the whole trailer or just that part of the trailer?
All the female over voice in that trailer is yeah. Lupita Opingo.
Okay.
Or whatever her last name is. Lupita O.
We don't see a lot of Phasma. A little bit, but not a lot.
Again, all Phasma seems to do in this movie is walk menacingly with that gun.
That's an all right thing to do.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to say is that apparently from what I've read, the stuff that we've seen in the trailer thus far takes place in the first third or half of the film.
Not true.
No?
No. Know that for a fact.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there you go. That's been debunked. Which is one of the reasons why I thought maybe we weren't seeing Luke yet, because he was not going to make an appearance until much later in the film.
Correcto.
What else? I mean, well, how about your reaction to the trailer? We kind of talked about some of the biggie bits, right? But
yeah, I mean, you know, I'm trying to piece together my outline of this movie, and all this trailer did was kind of seal that up a little more. I liked seeing the Knights of Ren.
They weren't
in the
Mandos,
rain.
Though, right? A lot
they're
of people said
Mandos.
They were Mando, and I said, I don't
they're
think they are.
Mandos.
I think they just have curved helmets like Ren's.
They do. They also, none of them using any weapon close to Kylo's. They had staffs and guns and shit.
I think that rumor started because in the most recent episode of Rebels, Sabine says that she's from House Ren, but
yes.
It's W-R-E-N,
correct.
Not R-E-N.
Right.
And so people were trying to make
no,
a tie
No, she's
there.
House Vizsla.
Oh, House Vizsla, Clan Ren. Or
yeah.
Something. She says something about Ren. She says
right.
Ren something. Clan
yeah.
Ren, whatever it is.
Right.
So, so what else? I mean, so my reaction was I loved it, right? Obviously, I thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. Got a little misty-eyed.
Oh, I'll tell you what my favorite part of the trailer was. the absolute and utter transformation of Han Solo.
Yeah, it's all true. That line was great.
Because that just wipes out, even into Jedi, he was like, when Luke's like, Vader's on that ship, and he goes, that's your imagination. He spends three movies just writing off the Force and everything. And then Rey goes, there are rumors about what happened. And he goes, they're all true.
Yeah.
Just like that. They're all true. I'm old.
Yeah, I'm old. Yeah,
Jedi,
I mean,
the dark side.
I think it was amazing. I loved it. I'm glad that we're not getting any more between now and then. No more teases, no more trailers. Nope. This is the end.
Done. Let's talk about tickets.
Well, I just want to make sure we hit everything in the trailer that we should hit on. We saw Leia in the trailer.
Yes.
For that one scene.
At last.
Hugging
up on Han. Hugging
up on Han. She knew. Oh, let's go back to the poster real quick.
All right.
Lot of people griping about what appears to be some sort of battle station in the poster, and they think it's another Death Star, but it's not the Death Star.
No.
It's the Starkiller battle station, which is a base.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the main turret
just
of the base. And we actually think – some people think that we kind of see that in the trailer.
We do.
You see Kylo looking out the window with the red beam going across.
That's exactly what that is. Yeah.
So we get
that. It's another planet destroyer.
We do not get Max von Sydow still.
Still,
by the way, in the trailer,
yeah,
which of
we
course
get Lupita,
led,
still.
You get all the people who are saying that he's Boba Fett. That rumor is still floating out there.
What?
Even though they've named the character, that's another rumor that's floating out there. He's playing an old Boba Fett.
He's Boba Fett.
How Temuera Morrison's skin color suddenly morphed into.
If Obi-Wan Kenobi can gain 60 years.
Sure. Sure.
Anything's possible in the Star Wars universe,
the
sir.
The Force is a bitch. All right. I think that covers it. I mean, it was great. And
oh, by the way.
It was nostalgic. It hit all the right notes.
You know who else we didn't see?
Who else did we not see?
Andy Serkis's character.
Oh, he's playing a human. He's playing a human
he's
character.
Playing the head of the New Order.
Right. Yeah, we did not see him.
Nope.
Well, that's good, though. I'm glad we didn't see everything.
Surprises.
Thank you, JJ.
Thank you, JJ.
Thank you. We also did not get...
But if you fuck this movie up, you are Jar Jar Abrams for the rest of your life.
He's not going to fuck it up. We also did not see an overabundance of BB-8 in the trailer, which I think is a good thing.
Sure.
Because I think there were some people
this
that are starting
more serious...
to like teeter. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the... with BB-8.
Here we go.
Which is so funny to me to have that strong of a reaction. I mean, I like him because he's an astromech droid, and that's entirely my basis. I assume that I'm going to like him, but if he wasn't an astromech droid, I wouldn't be as crazy for him as I am.
Right.
But anyway. So, all right, let's talk about tickets. So they crashed all the things
Everything.
In the UK.
Every site.
The day before our sales.
Every site that you can imagine that sells movie tickets. Movie Phone, Fandango, AMC's own site.
MovieTickets.com.
Bowtie's own site, MovieTickets.com. Yeah. Every site that sells movie tickets, right around 9 o'clock.
Oh, before that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I started trying to buy my tickets around 8:20.
Oh, wow.
I
thought it was 9 that they started.
Between 8:20 and close to midnight, I tried to buy tickets, and I did not get any.
Crashed.
It took me until the next morning, and it even took me about an hour and a half the next morning of crash after crash after refresh after refresh.
Yeah.
Constantly checking my PayPal account, my bank account to make sure that
you're not getting charged.
A transaction wasn't going through part of the way. And it was a mess.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
Definitely a mess.
Here's the most amazing part for me, though.
Go.
So it's sold out. No one is or it's mostly sold out for the midnight shows, I think, just about everywhere.
Eh.
Most of the Friday shows are sold out or close to sold out.
Eh.
Saturday is rapidly approaching. No one is surprised by these things.
Eh.
What I'm surprised by is that no one has officially announced how much it's made. I saw one thing that said it's sold $6.5 million in IMAX tickets alone, but nothing for regular box office.
Well, wait.
I know, but aren't you surprised? Don't you think that Disney would want to jump all over that?
They don't need to.
I know they don't need
to. It's a foregone conclusion.
I know they don't need to.
Because what are they going to do? They're going to say, well, it did better than our other movie, The Avengers. They're not going to do that.
No, I just kind of figured that someone would tally that. Someone would tally that up and we would see some sort of... we'll see it in December.
When they hit 10 million in pre-sales, we'll hear it.
If it hit 6.5 in just IMAX,
I know
there's no way it didn't hit 10
maybe
overall.
Maybe it's
showing in more screens.
Yeah, maybe
regular
we're looking,
screens in IMAX.
Yeah, maybe we're looking. Maybe they're looking for a number. When they hit that number, they'll announce it.
Yeah,
maybe it's 20 million.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah,
maybe, pre-sale maybe right. tickets for a movie that opens in 2 months.
Yeah,
that would be huge. Yeah, yeah. 2 months. It's 2 months.
Yeah, close to it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but no one was prepared for it.
Nope.
The servers could not handle the capacity at all. Everybody was complaining.
Yep.
You saw people getting tickets in dribs and drabs. And meanwhile, everybody's trying to buy these tickets. And the NFL figured out a way to get a bunch of geeks to watch Monday Night Football.
Yeah, exactly.
Which
was
impressive. We're
going to stick that trailer right during halftime of a football game that fans of this movie probably wouldn't watch.
I'm sitting on my couch. I have my tablet open. I have my phone open. And I have football on, and I'm just refreshing both of them back and forth.
First time ever.
Back and forth. I'm not that bad. I'm not that socially removed. And it was Eagles.
You watched the Super Bowl.
The Eagles were playing.
For the trailers.
It was the Eagles were playing. My wife is a Philly or a South Jersey girl.
She's a Philly.
It was not a problem to have football on in my
home. I gotcha.
But anyway, so... So, yeah. So, you didn't get your tickets until the next day. Did you go in person?
No, I got my tickets that night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you didn't get them until the next day.
No, I did. I just got them later.
You just waited until, like, the middle
of
the night?
Yeah.
Well, again,
I had my choice.
Right. Well, I was trying up until 11:30 at night. Yeah, so, I mean.
I think I was later than that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I woke up the next morning, and I woke up the next morning around 5:15 to get myself ready for the day. And I was like, I probably wouldn't have any problems. And I kept on trying and trying and trying until I had a shower. I came out of the shower, tried a couple more times, trying and trying and trying. And finally, I eventually got a transaction to go through. Because I got to the point where I could actually select the tickets, select seats for the theater that I'm going to.
Are you going to the dine-in?
I am going to the dine-in. Yeah, you know what? You could say now, but when other people are rolling up to their theater 2 and 3 hours early to make sure that they get a good seat in their theater.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll up at 10 for the 10:15 show because my seat is saved.
All right. That's fine.
Right?
No, it's fine.
And look, it's not like I'm only going to see the movie once. Let's be honest.
Good point.
I'll go back and see it in IMAX.
I'm deciding whether I'm trying to break my personal Star Wars record.
Which is how many?
43.
In the theater?
In the theater.
For a single
movie.
Which one?
Empire.
Does that include all the different releases?
Original
is that what it
release.
Is? That's you're sick. I thought you weren't even born then.
Well, I meant the original re-release.
Oh, right.
Original
what are you, 22?
No, I'm 32.
Oh, 32. Sorry. 32. I thought you said 22 last week.
No, I said 26 last week because it was a joke.
My bad. My apologies.
That was the joke. You don't remove like that many years as a joke.
Sure.
26, that's like 6 years. That's funny.
Sure.
Saying?
Uh-huh. Anyway, anything else? I mean, what are we missing? I feel like we're underplaying the trailer, but I think we kind of hit on all of the things.
But here's the thing. We could Zapruder it.
I don't know, but that's what I mean.
We could do that.
Yeah.
But what would be the point? You know, like I think we talked about the highlights of it. The
right.
Han Solo thing was key.
Sure.
Absolutely key for me. That whole sequence, the JJ little egg drops everywhere, like what I said.
Right.
Beautiful. When Rey is inside that wrecked Star Destroyer.
Yep.
Beautiful scene.
Yep. Yep.
Beautifully shot. Great. I mean, everything about it just seems better and better every time we see more and more of it, except now we're done.
Oh, we didn't talk about the relationship. Or what will become the relationship between Poe Dameron and Finn. Right? Yeah. This is the first time we see Finn interacting with anybody else, really.
Uh-huh.
Up until now, we thought maybe he was an escaped stormtrooper. I'm not so sure that that's what it is now.
Okay.
I think he was infiltrating and is back now with the Rebels or with the Alliance or something. Because he's walking around that base freewheeling like he knows what he's doing. He's not walking around like he's just gotten there looking for somebody.
Yeah, we also don't know what point of the film that is either.
Of course.
That looks to me like they're setting up for whatever the final battle is. Right?
But
over that lake.
Yeah. I don't know. It was interesting to see him interact, though, with another character who's going to play a fairly significant
Yeah, that's what I'm
role.
Saying. Like, Poe Dameron is really like... I'm like...
He's the wedge.
Yeah, but is he?
He's the wedge of this film.
He can't be the wedge of this film because who gives a shit about Wedge?
Okay, well, he's slightly more significant than Wedge. Is he in more than do we know? Did he sign a multi-picture deal?
I think the three of them did.
They did. Okay. Yeah.
And certain OT people did as well.
Of course, of course.
Certain OT people signed a deal for one movie and then changed
their mind.
So,
all right.
And then we're like, oh, well, I want to do more. And then as a result, another OT. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, look, I mean, you know, look, if you have commentary, if you think we missed something or you want to give us your reaction to it, feel free to give us a call at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And that was timed up perfectly with the start of the wrap-up music so we can
move
into the close of the show.
The shorty.
That's all right. Sometimes shorties are okay.
Well, it's just that we've been gone and, you know.
Would you rather just talk about nonsense for another 10 minutes to hit a quota?
Well, we did already. You mentioned Gotham.
There you go. See? And I tried to keep it short and sweet.
Are you still hate watching that show?
Oh, well, I'm an episode behind, but yes, I am still hate watching that show.
What a waste of your time.
I told you, I watch it while I'm doing other things. It's like on in the background.
Like hating yourself.
Like hating myself for every second that it's on.
Ugh.
I hate you. Why are you doing this to yourself?
Disgrace.
A couple of plugs I want
to... Oh, yes.
I again want to plug New Jersey Comic Expo coming up on November 22nd. Geek Flea coming up on November 21st. On October 30th, something I want to plug a little different for us.
But Mischief Night.
Yes. Very good friend of the show, longtime listener of the show, visited us at New York Comic Con this year, hung out in the booth for a little bit.
This is a hell of a build-up.
Our friend Caesar, who runs Victorian Age.
Oh, is he doing the thing?
In Elizabeth, New Jersey. Is he doing October 30th.
Yeah. On October 30th,
he's having
doing it?
$30 tattoos from noon until whenever. It's he's got a list of designs you can choose from, or you can bring in your own design. It's something smaller.
Right.
I think the color scheme is limited as well. But check out Victorian Ink in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Check him out on Instagram and Facebook.
So, OG.
There you go.
Why?
It's a Friday.
What? Are you celebrating Passover? What? Why can't you go?
I have to be at work. It's Friday.
It's noon to what?
Yeah, not that long. Even if it ends at...
He would still do it for you.
Well,
you just don't want the arrow. I don't want the handcuff
arrow. I don't know that the arrow would fall into the criteria for this. I didn't get the arrow last time at this.
I thought that's when you got the boxing glove arrow.
No, I got the Rebels insignia at the last one of these.
Oh,
actually, I might have gotten the boxing
glove
arrow.
You did!
It was that bullseye.
You did.
So technically, this would be the third one that I've gone to. Well, maybe. But anyway, as of right now, I don't think that I can go.
Handcuff arrow.
I was actually...
Drill arrow.
No.
Frozen arrow.
I was thinking of the explosive arrow. With the
with
the countdown clock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a nice one.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
So
I would do that.
But anyway, so please check out Victorian Ink on Instagram, Facebook, and check it out in Elizabeth, New Jersey. It's a great shop. Caesar's a great dude. He's mad talented.
Mad
talented.
So if
you're looking for a tattoo, this is a good good opportunity to go get some.
Mm-hmm.
And I think other than that, you can find us online, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Again, that GVM line number is
425-920-6050.
On Instagram, BigKevGS and GeekStuffOG. On Twitter, BKGS and GeekStuffOG. And KR Marlowe on Instagram and Twitter for PK.
And,
PK has another gig.
Uh-huh.
He has not left the show.
Oh.
He did not take monitor.
Let the rumors begin.
He will be back shortly. We actually might have an amended schedule next week.
Oh, yeah?
In order for PK to join us.
In order to accommodate PK's schedule.
So, hopefully he will return next week. I think that's a given.
What rumor are we floating that PK? Because we floated a rumor when the goat was. All right. So what were you going to say? This is how we end the show?
I'm asking you to end the show.
Oh, yes.
This is your cue to troll the respawn.
Oh, come on. You can't take my line. OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close. Episode 390, the one we called Star Wars Kills the Internet. Saying, troll the respawn.
And on that note, we cue the music.
launcher and homeward bound.